The spiral connected Begad Lakhoyt. It's going. O. So now, Wednesday night, Simon Sadik said Bayes told us that you shouldn't daven in the back of a person. If you could be the one to be nizer from that, it's great. Sidchov Gimel says you shouldn't daven connected Begadim Hametzuyorim, even though there's no chatzitza problem, because they're bottled to the wall, but they're distracting, and therefore ain't noch on the spiral connected them. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lachein im ein mitzuyorim utluyim al hakoyis will show you spiral connected, because they're not a chatzitza issue." I would add that, and if there are like the murals on the wall, quite as far as them, they have murals on the wall. That's very, very distracting. Again, maybe if you're used to it, it's not distracting anymore. V'mikra le spiral connected back al hakoyis will mitzuyir if you're.
Aron Kodesh that's ornate is not an issue.
It is. You should try to avoid davening in front of it because it's distracting. Again, if you find yourself doing so, you should do what it says here. You should close your eyes. Well, how many people daven? Just the chazan, I guess. The chazan's davening in front of the parochas. In a way that it's distracting. That's so. You're right, but that's so fixed a design that you don't notice it anymore. If I would ask you to name, are there lions on this parochus? I don't know. Lions on the parochus is a problem, Gradley, because you're not supposed to make a tour of lions. I mean, it's done all over. No, there's different heterim. This is in Yeridea. We're not learning Yeridea now. Doesn't mean only all four chayas you can't make. Even one, does it have to be bolate? What happens if you change the surah a little? This is all near a deal. Rav Abba, sometimes when there was like a difficult sugya place in Chulin or in Hurius, you know, that he'd say, Ben Mevet Dorten Houten, Ben Mevet Begin Dorten. So he also, when we learn near a deal, we'll. Close your eyes. Sometimes you have pictures in Sidurim. Just to bring it into the shul and to have it there is, of course, inappropriate. If you have a beach towel that says on it something inappropriate. Hey, she's there, but Tom Zesh, well, you'll tie up a kaisel, not to make murals on the walls of a shul where people are standing. Elolamikam and mikomas ish. Do it like above eye level. Also, the spell connected Amara. That's a famous, I think people know this, not to them in front of a mirror. Besides the distractingness of it, there's another vinyan, the Mechzik and Mishtachle, the Bavuah Shalom. So that's v'ainu av beinai and stumos b'psuchos b'lavochi osam b'shem bittel kavona. So that's a problem. So, like, if you have something like here at night, it's a problem. So it's not as clear as a mirror, but you should try to avoid it. But
you need to
close your eyes. Drapes. When I, you know,
closing your eyes helps.
Closing your eyes helps for sure. What about nerek and mishtachle? Not in front of a mirror. But in front of this, I don't know, it depends how clear the image is. If it's pretty clear, then it's taka like a mirror. No, because the Achrenim talk about, like, let's say sometimes you just see the form in a shady way, like a shade, that's not bit. But I guess that's pretty distinct. That's what they told me it's going to happen with one-way glass. I think in Lakewood they put up curtains. Something right in front of the one-way mirror. So Fishman Esrei, they pull it down. Okay, I don't know what the Ramo is talking about, but it's, I don't know, latest issue of Rolling Stone magazine, I don't know. Did that get taped? Latest battle beside Rabbo. This is all davening etiquette. Siman Tzadik is davening etiquette. With learning now, it means in a way that it looks like you consider yourself equal. Well, you follow Betzad Rabbo, below Achore Rabbo, below Lefonov. If you find yourself someplace with your Rebbe and you're davening, so you shouldn't project yourself as being equal to him. I don't know why it's in Hilchos Tefillah. It's said in Hilchos Tefillah, it's a Gemara in Brachos. But what? I don't know exactly. You have to picture it. It means in a way that you are... Well, Acharav is a problem because you're not letting him step back. You're annoying him.
Yeah. Like you're bowing to him.
Right. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah all these things. If that's the seating plan, so that's the seating plan. It doesn't look like anything. Anyway, all this is within his dalaramas. If there's Zion, that's Hilchus Kibud Rav. Rabbo means Rav Chachmosu Menu or Gadol Hador. Because the Chayyadim literally do Huadin Ovid. This could be very Nogaya, right? So you say you can't daven Betzad. We daven want our children to sit next to us. So again, it's the heter of the seating plan. If that's the seating plan, then it's okay. But if you're davening by a chasana, let's say, and they say okay mincha, then it would taka be, I guess, what? Then it would be a little yura for your child, let's say, to park himself near you. I could see that. It looks like, you know, he's your equal.
As long as I said, yeah. Kids do it because not for your reasons. Because the father wants it to be next. They have to do it because they think it on equal. Or
it could be in Western society. They used to have a more defined social pecking order, and it was people like it was more rigid. You know where you stood. And you had in Gemara Brachos where you sat by a Suda, and if you walked to the right and you walked to the left. Could be in Western societies since, let's say, you know, the last 200 years or something. It's like we don't, you know, with the breakdown of etiquette and the breakdown of formal meals, no, really, I think it's all the same thing with fast food and it means everybody's equal, nothing, all these things that are in the Gemara and that are reflected in the Gemara and that are in the Rishonim and in Halacha could be taka. It sounds funny to us, but we don't have this because we're very westernized. And it doesn't matter where you sit and where you stand, or what's the difference. Let everybody just stand where they want. Let everybody just sit where they want. And if you walk to the right, then you walk on the left of your father, on the right of your father. So in the Chanami, the halacha would change. This is not objective halacha that you say, no, it's also the daven on the side of your father. Indeed, it's only also if it reflects a certain attitude. When it doesn't reflect the attitude, I would say it's mutter. It was more rigid, right? You remember the Gemara in Brachas, everybody here must have went like where you sat was such a big deal. Like, boom. I had a Rebbe in third grade where we sat was very, every day we sat in a different seat. First row, first seat was the best. It was like the Sanhedrin. We sat in first row, third seat was better than second row, first seat. And every day he shifted us around based on our, as in third grade. I think we survived, I don't know. Nowadays that Rebbe would be fired so fast, you wouldn't know what hit him. But I don't know, it was third grade. Okay. He chain smoked Lucky Strikes. He was a guy from Europe. They picked him up off the boat. He thought it was Chumash. I don't even think he was from, when I think back. I don't think he was from. Probably wasn't from. Rabbi Markov. But he taught us all. And he had nicknames for every kid in the class. Every kid had a nickname. Are you curious what my nickname was? Potato Nick. You don't even know what Potato Nick is. You people don't know. If I ever go to America again, and I ever go to the Lower East Side, I'll go to Moshe's Bakery, I'll buy a potato meat. It's like potato kugel, but it's a different thing. Okay, anyway, but he chain smoked Lucky Strikes without a filter. And he was a man, we thought he was over 90, like an old man. And he hit us. Ooh. Are you kidding? He would take our ear.
Ears.
Whisper. Rabbi Sachs, everybody knows what Baruch Sachs is. He hit us gefährlich. In seventh grade, I had him as a Rebbe. He always hit us. We were constantly hit.
What's the name of the school that Rabbi started?
My kid is hit in Zichrud. My other Myron gets hit. They hit the kids. No, you can't do that anymore. Okay, anyway. But every day, but it was, there's a word for it. It was very formalized where you sat. That's really, yeah. And now, this is really, ever since Napoleon, it's like the last 200 years. Like, we look at these halachas, it's like funny. Who cares where you sit? Nobody's looking, nobody cares, there's no difference. Okay, it's not, the world's not better off because of it. That's for sure. It's the Eibishter. Hashem maneuvers history. If it's that way, it's all part of the general freedom. Hashem knows if we wouldn't have freedom, it's all part of the ruach of freedom. Because if there wouldn't be freedom, we wouldn't be Eimed B'Nisayim. That's all. He knows that. So we have freedom to do what we want. So it's all part of the general freedom. Okay. So you shouldn't dive into tzad rabo because that's mechzik to yuara. Below achori rabo is also mechzik to yuara. The eishom shenirish and mishtachva the rabo b'tfiloso. The eishom neishum etzar the rabo because he'll have to step three steps back. Below the front of, but in front of him, that really looks like you're putting yourself right higher in the pecking order than he is. Then the Ramah says, well, when there's a seating plan, so whatever the seating plan is, that's what it is. But so the Tov L'Hachmer is for the third reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're being mitzar your Rebbe if he has to step back. So that's the interpretation of Tov L'Hachmer. Mishnah Berurah brings it down from the Gra. You see the Gra. I brought the Chasaliyo with me. Adol Pisha Tov L'Hachmer. Lamed Ches. Oh, yeah. The Yesh Meforshim Hatam Shemitzayel LeRabu Sheyochol Letzor Gimel Tzias. So that's what you see in the Gra. The Yesh Meforshim Hatam. But that's where the Tov L'Hachmer comes from being Mitzayel Rebbe. But anyway, I'm in a Gohoko. I am a Bir Halacha the Mikomukom Tov L'Chatchila Shekaveh Leimokom Yacholi Rabu Sheyacher Kishir Arba Amos Sholosh Tzias. You should try to maneuver, then indeed you're not. Maybe you just have a fast Shmona Esrei. In Hichek Arba Amos Mutter, is Rishus Acheresi, that's in front of him, that's Arba Amos, in back of him, you should do Arba Amos and Sholosh Psyos, that's what we just had. Kayin the Yoredeya, Okay, they could even be in front of your Rebbe if you're 4 amos away. Chavet, I'm a chaver, mutter the spal achore Rambo. Who had been beside Rambo? I will say Rambo also. Okay, you have the concept of a Talmud chaver, where the Rebbe is sort of chavrusis with you. My Rebbe, Mendel Kaplan, Zatzal, so he was always described to us as a Talmud chaver, Rabbi Chanan Vasana. That's how he was always described. Yes, that's the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotten Ayin Gimel. Rabbo as well, Chochmoso Mimenu, O Godel Hador. Okay. Chavav. Kamokum Shein Karan by Kriya Shlaim is Talim, though that's all the dinam of Tsoya that we have with Erva, Tobishabik Dusha, Ukshem Shem Achikim Mitsoya, Maragoyim, Berechram, and Ames. Min Hamais. I guess. Oh, because of Loi Gurosh. Loi Gurosh. Loi Gurosh. We read so Erva the Kriyashma, Kach Marchikon the Tfila, who was in the Talmud Torah, Chodobe Shebekdusha. Okay. Kav Zion. Hayoimed Bitfila. This could happen. This does happen. The Hishtin Tino, the Beis HaKnesses, Yishtok, so you have to stop davening. Achiyaviu Mayim Lahakal Alamei Raglayim. Oh, Yahalech Lufana Bar Ba'amos Olin Stodov. If that's the only Eitzah, you do that if there is no other Eitzah. Oh, Yetzah Bebeis HaKnesses. In such cases, you're allowed to. The Yigmar Tfiloso. Hagod the Yetzah of Leilich Lamokam Acha Velo Lishtok. And not to wait there. Shema Yishak. It all depends on the circumstances. Shema Yishak the Ligmar is Kula. And since he's an onus, that he's not, since he's not allowed to daven, Yaxel, the Yisarech Laxel Rosh. So we want to avoid that. So, Mechab is suggesting Mechatchila to go to a different place. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hayomim b'tfila, who had the Mekriyash Moshe Avodobik Kedusha, Moshe Zandu L'Mala, but tfila is the Chiddush that you could, that you can't just finish up. You know, since he started, he finishes up, he can't walk, he has to stay in this place. No, he should walk away. But another option is Yishtok Achaviyu Mayim. Chozel loy mikri hefsik. Right. It means the waiting is not called the hefsik. I will also lahatsik b'dibur lovi loy mayim. Even the Yisrael Meir Glein Meinu Elam Adirabonon. You know, there's a very severe Yisrael Dibur Glein Shemon Esrei. Yisrael hefsik, I should say. And Dibur is automatically a hefsik.
Can you go get water?
You don't have to get water. Once you're going, you can just walk somewhere else. That's what the Mechaber says. You just walk away 4 amos and continue davening.
But you're not the only person there. So in other words, you'd be doing everyone else a favor at the same time.
I don't think so. Everybody should walk away. We just go out. How much is 4 amos? 6 to 8 feet. Then I start them. The form of is Mloena, then a Chanami. So everybody should just go to the Tznodim. The Dambi is showing the Tzorech Lachik was a Klau. That's after, if it's not during the Tiluach. How can I feel them? Gamacher, Moim, the Tzorech Lachik, 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 Moim, the So that might be already a misadir raisa that they're doing. In the yeshu bin yanachal adiyam ala b'dibur, if there's indeed no other way, mutter lots of b'dibur lots of misadir raisa, the mutter shiasahu is sir kal, the hainu isa dir abonan lots of b'tfila, in the final analysis, it's only a misadir abonan, not a misadir raisa, but shiasu achayim misadir raisa, the spal b'mokal mutun, if that's with soa.
So
there's
the ganexi's tanglish
nara. What?
To give him
tochacha?
Be quiet, and he'll stop.
Maybe not. Maybe if he's
doing an
aver
of amazing. They don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, if he's doing an aver of amazing, so he caused the situation, amazing. In the Gedorim and the Rishonim and Gemara Shabbos, I think Taka, that's one of the cases that you don't. That you don't, yeah. If he did something for Mazer. But Dafka, remember, remain lo b'melachasoyz, adol miyesha b'melachasoyz, then also hazak afilu lozuz b'mekoymoy. Imei megila reyachra, then it becomes, again, an issue of reyachra. The yesetev, the best thing is to walk. Walk out of its dalad amas. If he's afraid, shem yishik the ligmar is kula, and the yefshaloy lahachikar ba'amos, because he would have to be oyv connected on the spalel, because he's supposed to take that isser seriously. Yisbuch of a rise with this relay, the rise with Hakka holds that once you started and merit lines only Durabonan, you can finish up davening. If you feel an urge that we had, if you feel the urge to go after you started Shmona Esrei, the din is finish up. You don't stop in the middle, the din is finish up as quickly as you can. If you started without feeling anything, seriously, that shyly yesterday. Actually, it just happened to someone. So what? Okay, so the mice says you should walk to the side, because if you start waiting, you're afraid that you'll wait till the ligmar is kula, and that'll be a problem. You'll have to stop in a row. But we want to avoid that. So it's better to walk to the side. Okay, this happened. A couple of years ago, it happened in Sorotskin on a Friday night. Kid, like, was in front of the shul, and he generally, like, everybody, I don't remember what happened, but everybody's had a tumor, that's for sure. So now you know what to do, just walk to the side, down the Amos away. That's the best thing to do, because we're afraid. We don't want you to have to be Chayzal Roish. That's what the Ramah says. Shabur and Paye says if it's impossible, so you can be Samech on the Rashba by Meir Eglayim, which is the Rabbanon.
I'm remembering something I don't see here. Isn't there a thing like if the Kaz is davening, then even if he's nowhere near it, it's a problem because someone in the shul is near it?
If he's being motzi.
If he's only if he's truly being
motzi. Yeah, if he's truly being motzi. Okay, we'll stop here.